We said all week it was going to be a line of scrimmage game, and it certainly was. We expected a really tough game from Jacksonville, and it also was. The message, however, this week was that it was all about us and playing the style of football that we wanted to, first starting off with the ball, and then our effort, our toughness, and the finish examples. And in those finish examples, talking about finishing runs, finishing blocks, not just necessarily just a situation. So that part was huge for us, and I really thought third down, you know, that was a huge factor in today's game. Had a chance to complete some offensively, especially down the stretch, and then stepped up some on defense. So that, and I thought Kamal Ishmael had a huge play at the end of the half, which kind of swung some points going to our way. So expected a tough game from these guys, and it certainly was. With that, I'll open it up to some questions.
Coach, how proud were you to get that stop there at the end by the defense?
I love those scenarios where we have an opportunity to stand up and make some plays. And so those are where, like, the competition's at its strongest. And so it was great that we knew it was going to be, you know, going all four downs in there. We even had some guys go out. Some other guys had to step up and go in where JD had to come out for a while. And Stupar, I thought, did a terrific job, you know, filling in as well for Warlow some today.
And it was a finish, but this was also the first game you opened it with a touchdown drive. Was it start also?
It was. It's something that we talked about this week in terms of let's come out with the right mindset to go and attack. And that part, you know, is also, you know, from the players too. They want that. And you could feel that, you know. You could feel it from the first time we went back on the field on Wednesday. It was all the way through the week in terms of the preparation.
How good did it feel to get those kind of completions like you talked about, those third down completions that were very crucial at the end there with Matt and the rookie Hardy and Rodney?
Yeah, and I think those ones, Vaughn, are the ones that you just know you can build something to count on there. And by doing right longer, those are opportunities where we've had some of those where we haven't converted. And so for us to know we're not wavering in how we do things, it's a real systematic approach to have the style and the tempo that we want to play with. So for us to execute in that scenario, I thought that was critical.
And also the run game, you know, getting Devontae, giving him a score and everything like that, that helps get that passing.
It does. And I think ended up with the completions and the run game, you know, over 50. And anytime that happens, usually, you know, we control the clock. So that was an important factor. We knew it was going to be eight-man fronts to have to run the ball again, which is going to be challenging. But in order for the play action to be effective, you've got to be able to do that. And I thought the guys grinded. And there were some ops there for us. And it was an important part of the game. We knew that going in.
I'm sure you could find a lot of things wrong that happened today. But at this point, are you just happy?
Yes. It's a great question. I am. It was awesome to get a win. And anytime you go through that struggle, you want to make sure, okay, are the lessons being learned? Are the things to do that we're doing right get rewarded in terms of the effort, the mindset, the practice, Jeff? So, yeah, we knew it was going to be a tough one, and absolutely coming off, you know, away here, leaving here with the win, that was the factor.
Because it had been so long, at any point were things creeping in your mind like, okay, what could possibly go wrong now?
I understand it. I try to just kind of control the scenarios that we're in. Okay, knowing, okay, in this scenario, I just leave it to the spot of, all right, let's make sure we kick the field goal. We're up by a touch. Those are kind of the moments that I go into. So I thought there were some guys that really stepped up today. So it was more excitement and juice for them on some of the moments, you know, on the big third down stop, the sack by Wheeler. It was those moments that I got jacked for the guys.
And then kind of along the lines, what were you thinking when a lead goes from 17-3 to tie there in the third quarter very quickly?
Yeah, very quickly. And I think that it was the first one they went all the way back to, you know, right off the very first drive. So not exactly how we wanted to set it off defensively to start the second half. I just knew it was going to take the whole time, you know, in terms of the finish. And there's going to be – usually there's a time in a game where the finish is at hand. And it wasn't going to be at the start of the third quarter. It was going to be sometime in the fourth quarter when the finish came at hand. And today it ended up being all the way till the end, you know, where we had some opportunities to convert third down and then defensively to make some stops. So I had a sense it would come down to being a close one.
It seemed like nothing was going to come easy because I think it was maybe a minute and a half or 2.5 minutes left. And Devontae seemed like he had that first down.
Right, and the penalty.
And the penalty, what, two penalties, and they called it back. And
yeah, I thought it was good. And once you get the first down, so it's one of those ones where, you know, I want to go back and look and see, you know, how the fouls exactly took place. Because at first we thought the foul was after the first down, but it wasn't, so they pushed us back. And at that point, we knew it was now time to go back, kick the field goal, and go play defense.
What do you expect from your offense, like, to close out the season? I'm sure this is a good starting point to say, hey, this is how we want to finish the season offensively, what we're capable of doing.
Yeah, I think there were a lot of good things to take place from today, and the balance, I thought, a real factor in this game. Having the ability to throw play action because you can run the ball and then having that effectiveness on third down. I love the start, the aggressiveness and the mindset going all the way down the field, not leaving there in the red zone with three, but getting a touchdown. Those are the things I want to keep capitalizing on.
And you mentioned Philip Wheeler and Kamal Ishmael. Who else were you, did you like that really stepped up?
I thought, you know, we failed to move them off the spot. I thought, you know, at the line of scrimmage, that was the one that we really challenged, you know, from the rushers to, you know, our offensive line. I think they might have only had one sack. I'm not sure of that, but that's what I think I read earlier. So the line of scrimmage was going to be the real emphasis in this game. Both teams play a lot of eight-man fronts, so it was going to be hard running, but we had to make sure could the quarterbacks get you off the spot, and that was a real factor in this game. So I don't know if that was a single person, but the I thought the rushers, you know, helped move them off the spot.
Any injury updates?
I don't have any. He was fine. I think he just jammed up his shoulder and then came back to play. So he was okay. Any other ones I can tie up with you guys tomorrow? All right, thanks.
Yep. Did you guys change anything up today?
I wouldn't say there was change up, but for sure there was tweaks within the plan. And I think probably the biggest one, Jeff, was the emphasis to make sure, even though they're going to play some eight-man fronts, we were going to have good balance. And some of those times, you know, even on second downs and long ones, to make sure the run game is there. And that part of that game was important. So I don't know if that was necessarily a scheme change, but for sure it was a big part of the philosophy going into the game.
Surprised Desmond had a couple of pickups there. You know, I mean, you know what kind of a player he is.
Yeah, and I know you guys probably saw we moved him around a little bit today, and we wanted to match him some on who I think is a really good receiver. So his game's really on point, and so sometimes playing from right side to left side, that can take some work to do, but we felt like that was the best decision this week, you know, in trying to, you know, to have him play.